Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
Good morning to you. It's a Friday, as Steve likes to put it. We made it all the way through the week, and I apologize to those of you who that doesn't mean anything to. There are those that Friday is not the end of the work week for. I recognize that. But there is a large part of the population that is exuberant when the day starts with F. Yeah, because Friday is indeed a day of celebration. Lots of celebration today in studio. Excited to have guest with me that I'll introduce to you in just a moment. Needs no introduction because he's a popular friend here on Delaware County Today. Friday, May the 17th. People today talking about that game last night. Caitlin Clark in her season home opener. She always does well. Now, when the moment that I had a chance to even glance at the screen, she was on the bench. But in the end, yesterday, Fever fell to Liberty in the season home opener, and we'll find out more of that as the day and weekend progresses, I'm sure. Pacers, game number 6 tonight, as they try and hold the wall against the Knicks. I don't know. It's not looking good, but don't lose faith in them. They've made it this far. I think that that indeed is an accomplishment to be proud of as well. Rain, how's it going to affect this weekend's Indianapolis 500 activities? I don't know. Paul Poutit has the inside on that. In the meantime, somebody has the inside on education around here, and he is seated right here in studio. Chris Walker, principal, Muncie Central High School. Great to have you in. I was excited when I saw you on the schedule.
Well, good morning, and it's good to see you. Really enjoyed the last time we got to spend some time together, and as always, thank you for having us on and talking all things Muncie Central once a month, and we're looking forward, and it is Friday, and we do celebrate that at Muncie Central too, so we're excited it's Friday.
Well, good to know. Hey, by the way, special surprise coming up this morning. We're going to hear from our radio buddy Steve Lindell, and I think he scheduled this audio just because he knew you were going to be in studio.
Wow, you know, Steve, he's always got a few tricks up his sleeve, so we'll have to see what the old radio buddy has in store for us.
Steve is in Uganda, and will be reporting a little bit later on today on Delaware County Today. Also following that in the next half hour, Indiana State Police Sergeant Scott Keegan talks to us about Police Week and what it means to the Indiana State Police to observe memorials this week. That's all coming up. Let's go to school right now. You have a lot of things happening. I know it's nearing the end of the end of the season, so to speak, for many, but that doesn't mean the end of everything because life goes on even during summer break.
Yes, it sure does. And, well, you know, the first thing that's kind of coming close to an end here is our spring sports season. I always get a good chance to give a shout out to all of our coaches, our student athletes, our families for all their support, our community. Boy, we had a big win last night, just last night. We were over at the Delta Boys Track Sectional and our Bearcats came away with the trophy. First time that we had won the boys track sectional since 2019, and just the smiles on everyone's faces, the excitement. You know, we've got a great coaching staff that's building a great culture for our athletes and setting the high expectations and standards that we're hoping that our student athletes will live up to. And you get some of those successes, and it's kind of proven that some of that hard work is really paying off. But looking forward to seeing them compete next week. They'll be down at North Central on Thursday of next week in the regional, with hopefully a chance to go to the state finals here in the first part of June down at IU Bloomington. Girls track season, we have a couple of our student athletes that are advancing out of the sectional that was Tuesday. They'll be at the regional on Tuesday of next week. They travel to Pike High School. And we've got a couple of our students, Jaden Embry, Sammy Fowler. We had a relay team that have advanced out of the sectional to the regional, so we're excited for what they're doing too. And then girls tennis team fought hard last night against the old Delta Eagles. you know, the Tim Cleland Institution that is up there on the north side of Delaware County with the tennis. But they fought hard against Delta and came up short, but their season ended last night at Delta as well in the sectional. But so proud of them. Coach Wafer has been around for many, many years, and had the privilege of having all three of my children that have went through Muncie Central have played for Coach Wafer, and just thank the world of him, and proud of our girls' tennis program, and looking forward to seeing them compete again next year. And with baseball and softball, their sectionals are right around the corner, and boys golf will be at it here before too long. So, yeah, it is we've got a lot going on with athletics, and they are they're wrapping up their regular seasons and heading into postseason play, and really excited to see how far they make it.
You are beaming when you talk about this, and I think that it probably comes through the microphone, and listeners can tell it as well. These kids are almost like your own family, apparently, because I can see the exuberance when you're talking about this.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time together, and you know, we were talking a little bit off the air before we came on, and just how quickly time flies. And you know, it's 8 years of being the principal at Muncie Central so far, and love just about every single minute of it. Maybe not every single minute of it. You know, we joke sometimes about things that are out of our control sometimes, but I'm just so proud of our kids, our families that support us. You definitely make a choice of where you want to go to high school in Delaware County. There's plenty of options, and the folks that choose to come to Muncie Central, we hope that they have a return on that investment, and we work very hard every day to make sure that they're having a great experience. And when you see them have success, you know, it just means the world to us, because it means what we're telling them and what we're trying to teach them and what we're trying to model for them are things that they, if they do those things, that they'll see success too. And we have spent a lot of time working to establish a culture at Muncie Central where our community and our alumni, 150 plus years of history over there, that folks can continue to be proud of. And we take it very seriously. It's a mission of ours to do that. And boy, we love spending time with our kids and our staff, and glad to see when some of that pays off.
Well, and then that brings up a bittersweet topic. There are seniors who are going to be moving on.
Oh, I know. It's that time of year. And so we have, again, I said we had three of our own kids, Katie and I, and Tate is our middle child, and he is a senior this year. So he's getting ready to go through these experiences. And boy, it's always a little bittersweet, as you said, even as you're starting to see some of the students graduate and move on to the next level that they're prepared to do. And then you throw in the mix, you got your own kid doing it too, and you got all those emotions. But we've got a lot of things planned to kind of celebrate the class of 2024 coming up. We've got a new tradition we're starting this year at Muncie Central. We're calling our elementary walk, and all of our seniors are going to visit the elementary schools and Muncie Community Schools coming up next Wednesday on May 22nd. They'll load up a bus and head to the elementary school that they attended. We also know we have a few elementary schools that students attended that have either been repurposed or no longer elementary schools, so we'll get them to the elementary school that their neighborhoods feed into now, and they're going to wear their cap and gown and walk the halls at the elementaries and just show all those future Bearcats what's in store for them just shortly down the road. And then we have our senior breakfast is coming up on the actual day of our commencement, which is Monday, June 3rd. We do that in the high school cafeteria at 11 a.m. on that Monday, and we tell the students in our senior meetings that will be their last time to actually walk the halls at Muncie Central after that breakfast before they officially graduate. And I had one of our seniors stop me the other day, and he said, "Man," he goes, it got real when you said that, Mr. Walker." And I said, "Hey, it is getting real." But we allow them the opportunity to do that, and they really appreciate it. And then we have our senior graduation practice is on that Monday as well, June 3rd. We do that at 1 o'clock, and our venue this year is Emmons Auditorium. For several years, we've used Worthen Arena, but our friends at Worthen are doing a little construction project on their lower bleacher area. So we're happy to be at Emmons Auditorium on Ball State's campus. Doors will open at 6:30 on Monday, June 3rd. And we will kick off the event right at 7:30. Due to us being at Emmons and not at Worthen, capacity is a little bit smaller. So we are ticketing the event, and each graduate has asked for a number of tickets that we're able to accommodate. And so unfortunately, if John Q. Public just wants to show up to our graduation, you need to make sure you have a ticket to get in because we want to make sure all of our families that are traveling from all over the place get a seat in the auditorium to see their Bearcat graduate. But we have a lot going on and really proud of the class of 2024 and looking forward to celebrating them here in the next couple of weeks.
What's the number-ish of people who will be accepting diplomas?
So we usually are in the ballpark of about 265 students that will walk across the stage. You know, shout out to, we have several of our students that completed an associate's degree at Ivy Tech. We have several of our students that completed a one-year degree at Ivy Tech or certification. And we just hosted Ivy Tech's graduation ceremony at the field house, our Muncie field house, this past Saturday. And several of those students have already walked through one commencement for all of the college courses that they've taken while they're in high school. But we'll have about 265 of our Bearcats walk across the stage on June 3rd. And we usually have somewhere in the ballpark of 3,500 to 4,000 total folks that will attend our graduation. And it is a big time celebration for us and our community. And we're looking forward to it here in just a couple of Mondays.
You make me want to be there. Academically, what's the schedule before the final bell?
So we do have final exams coming up. So all of our families will be getting an email from me later today. Final exams kick off next Thursday, May the 23rd. We have 4 days of finals that'll take us through those last 4 days of our academic year. We will actually come back since we had some built-in snow days this year and we didn't have to use those. So we had a couple of 3 day weekends, which our teachers and families appreciated. And we will come back on Tuesday and Wednesday after Memorial Day break. So our last student day will be Wednesday, May the 29th. And something to let our families and our community know that we are actually at the high school, the way our final exam schedule work on that day, our students will be done and released at 1:05 p.m., so kind of following an early release that is for the high school only on that day. But we'll release our students at 1:05 p.m. on that last student day. And we have 4 days of finals, so our students only have a handful of classes left before they're actually into their final exams. And we encourage our families to help us let their students know, hey, finish strong. You know, we got quizzes and tests coming up, obviously those final exams. Any outstanding assignments or anything they've got left to turn in, by all means, let's finish strong and end this academic year on a positive note.
You mentioned something to me about there is someone who's not a senior, but they are observing their final days.
They are, yeah. So Muncie Central, we have such a great teaching staff. Our staff is phenomenal. I'm obviously very biased, but that's okay. I don't mind sharing it. But we do have one retiree this year at Muncie Central, art teacher John McCallop, Mr. Mac, as we call him. He's just been phenomenal. And my 8 years of working with John actually was a teacher over at Sutton Elementary and then transitioned to Muncie Central when we had some reconfiguration of our buildings after my first year of being principal. And I've loved every minute of having John work with our students. He is a teacher that, with his ceramics and jewelry classes that are electives for our students, we try to have 28, 30 students in a class. He's got 35, 36, 37 students sometimes. He just can't say no to the kids when they want to take his classes. You walk by, they're constantly creating things and working on things. Timely to talk about John and our art teacher that's retiring. We have our All-City Art Show that kicked off last night with our Celebrate Excellence event that's going on through the day today as well at the field house. But our students are just so talented, and John allows them to take that creativity and just display it and work in the things that they're passionate about. And so John will be celebrating his last day coming up soon, and we'll have a chance to celebrate him on our last staff day on May 30th. But shout out to Bearcat John McCallop as he is retiring at the end of this academic year.
Maybe you can talk him into some subbing or something.
He has actually already agreed to do that. And with our largest staff as we have, we might see John just as much as we are right now. You know, with all the holes we have to fill sometimes, but he has already filled out his sub. I actually had to go on our IDOE website for licensing, and I renewed his professional growth points. I approved those for him to renew his license. So he is he will not be a stranger to Muncie Central, but I guess he said, as he says, he can work when he wants to now instead of when he has to. So, but we're very proud of him. Love him to death.
Great, great, great. We've mentioned two or three things that we needed to and wanted to. What about this writing center? I had read something about a writing center being installed.
Absolutely. So we're partnering with Ball State University, and we have a writing center that's been established on campus in one of our classrooms. We have two teachers that are really working hard to pull that into making it vibrant and alive for our students. They're doing a great job. Morgan Leckie and I still say Ellie Kirkpatrick. She got married. It's Ellie Coles, but Ellie Kirkpatrick, we call her KP. But Miss Leckie and Miss Coles are doing a great job of working with our students. So essentially the goal is for our students, when they have availability in their schedule or they get passes from other English teachers, they come to a dedicated space where they can work primarily on their writing skills. And they're doing a phenomenal job with that. We implemented that this school year. And, you know, there's a couple of litmus tests, if you will, as you go through the year to kind of see if we're making progress there. Our Martin Luther King Jr. essay contest, sponsored by the MLK Dream Team to kick off Black History Month. We had a couple of our Bearcats that did very well and actually won the high school division there. And then we have the integrity essay contest that happened by that committee that sponsored every year. And I had a chance to attend their banquet there and their awards program this year. And that's been going on for several years here in Delaware County. And one of our students, Juno Leckie Morales, was actually the high school winner for that essay competition as well. So the Writing Center is definitely opening our students' eyes to structure, technique, some of those foundational skills of being able to express themselves in writing, but also help them with their college applications and a number of things that they're working on. So we're really excited about that. We're actually even looking at possibly expanding that into a math center at Muncie Central to focus on what we're doing on the math side of things. So our teachers are coming up with some creative ideas, and we're trying to make sure that we put all that into place. But, yeah, the Writing Center is phenomenal, and we're really happy with the work that our teachers are doing there to support our students.
First visit since, I think. Any takeaways from the State of the Schools address?
Well, the first takeaway I'd tell you is the mood in the audience and just around in general is just very appreciative and positive. I think with Governor Holcomb being there and really just saying, you know, to paraphrase him, he's piling on the praise of all the hard work that's been done with the partnership with Ball State University and Muncie Community Schools. Steve and I have talked about this many times on air that, you know, I've kind of had a front row seat in my 8 years of being principal to all the things that have transpired and the road that our school corporation has been down and where we are today. Is truly remarkable, and it was very nice to have the community come together and celebrate the progress that we've made. By no means are we satisfied, and do we still have a long road ahead of us? Absolutely. But it's nice to maybe stop every once in a while and look back and realize how far we have come. So it was very nice to hear from a lot of the folks that really have made that possible. Dr. Kwiatkowski, Dr. K, as we affectionately call her, you know, yeah, is retiring at the end of this year, and Dr. Reynolds has taken the helm with that transition, and you know, we just could not be more proud of. Matter of fact, when we kind of gave each other a hug that night, I said, Dr. K, I'm just so proud of you, and she said, well, Chris, thank you so much, and I'm proud of you. And but we know we still have a lot of work to do, but it was very nice that night just to feel the warmth and the love and the appreciation and the positiveness from everyone in the audience of the journey we've been on and you know, what we have ahead of us and working for our students and making sure they have a great experience and making Muncie better. And as President Mearns has said since the day he arrived, you know, we're better together, and obviously we have a number of things to be proud of because the Ball State University partnership has really benefited our students and our staff and our community. So we're appreciative of that.
And you never know when you're turning out the next Dave Letterman or Caitlin Clark or...
You have no idea. You have no idea. And I think that's the beautiful thing about our jobs. Many folks have said this before. You know, the great thing about teaching is that it matters. The tough thing about teaching is that it matters every single day. And, you know, our staff gets up every single day with the intention of making sure that they're providing an opportunity and experience, molding and developing some lifelong characteristics and standards and just some of those skills that our students will need. And I know you can do that. Your wife was an educator for many, many years. And We can all look back on to an opportunity or an experience we've had with a teacher that's hopefully molded us to who we are today. And a lot of times it's maybe not so much about what it was that they were teaching us, but more importantly, how they treated us, how they made us feel, how they supported us when we failed. And, you know, we've got a very nurturing staff to be able to do that, and we're really proud of them. And, you know, it's that time of year where you do a little bit of reflection, but we still need to finish strong. So, but we're really excited about it.
I've heard it said that you may not do brain surgery, but you taught those who do.
That is correct. Yeah, that is a true statement. So I don't know if that's scary or not. I know Steve would probably think that's scary, but you are correct, sir.
And we'll be hearing from Steve coming up in just a few minutes here on Delaware County Today, WMUN. Anything I haven't asked that we need to mention before we go on?
No, I think we've covered everything as we're wrapping up the year. Always appreciate our time together. And again, just encouraging our families to encourage their students to finish the year strong. We're not done just yet. But we've had a great, phenomenal school year. Very, very proud of them. And looking forward to a little few weeks off in the summer, and we'll be right back at it. And go Bearcats.
Go Bearcats. Muncie Central Principal Chris Walker with us on Delaware County Today. Thank you so much, my friend.
And thank you.
Our news summary coming up yet in this hour. You'll hear from Steve Lindell from Uganda, and Indiana State Police Sergeant Scott Keegan talks about Police Week in Central Indiana. That and more coming up on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells fried chicken?
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Fourth cup of coffee?
Still R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Extra cheesy pizza?
Rolaids always spells relief. Rolaids' powerful dual-active formula begins neutralizing acid on contact to fight your heartburn fast. So, when life spells heartburn, Rolaids spells relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of
children. Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so.
Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text STAY to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later. This is the Daily Delaware County Today. Substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
And now let's take a look at your Friday morning news summary on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa Play WMUN. By most measures, the Delaware County Sheriff's Department is viewed as one of the larger sheriff's departments in Indiana, according to Sheriff Tony Skinner. On yesterday's Delaware County Today, the sheriff said he's pleased with the performance of his department, but has room for more if you're interested.
I'm very happy with how we're running right now. We still have a few openings. So if anybody out there is listening, would like to get into law enforcement or would like to, you know, to wear the brown, reach out to us. Come and get an application, and we'll put you through the process. Love to have you.
The Indianapolis Motor Speedway has a new craft beer partnership. Atwater Brewery has been named as the official craft beer of the IMS. The company is based in Detroit, Michigan, and thanks to this partnership, you can drink the new Road Rally IPA this year. The IPA is described as a golden-hued brew with a light malt backbone. The U.S. District Court trial of a former Newcastle police officer charged with battering arrestees has been rescheduled for September. In July 2022, Aaron Jason Strong, now 46, was indicted by a federal grand jury on three counts of deprivation of civil rights under color of law and a single count of witness tampering. Federal prosecutors say that Strong physically abused three arrestees using an expandable baton to strike one in the head, jaws, arms, and back more than 20 times. Now, he's also accused of shooting another arrestee in the head at close range with a beanbag shotgun in 2017 and yet kicking another man in the head. Indiana State Police District Commander Lieutenant Michael O'Rourke recently announced the recipient of the 2023 Indiana State Police Pendleton District Trooper of the Year. The honor is bestowed upon the district trooper who best exemplifies the department's high standards and expectations as they relate to the mission of the department. That 2023 Pendleton District Trooper of the Year is Master Trooper Chris Noon. Mitchell Early Childhood and Family Center has announced the launch of their enriching preschool programs for ages 3 through 5. The curriculum blends traditional preschool structure with cutting-edge teaching methods to ignite a passion for learning in every child. Scholarships are available for families who qualify for financial assistance. If you'd like more info, MuncieYMCA.org/pre-K. The Indiana Court of Appeals award-winning civics education outreach program, Appeals on Wheels, is coming to Grant County May 21st, 11 a.m. at Mississinewa High School in Gas City. A panel of judges will hear live in-person arguments in Weekly v. State. The event is open to the public, and the audience will have the chance to ask questions of the judges about the judiciary following the argument, though they won't be able to speak about the specific case. A Hartford City man convicted of kidnapping resulting in bodily injury has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. 32-year-old Anthony C. Thornburg pleaded guilty to the level 5 felony. He was sentenced recently by Blackford Circuit Judge Brian Bade. Thornburg was originally charged with rape, but a plea agreement called for a dismissal of four other charges, according to the Star Press. An Indianapolis man has been convicted for a murder that happened 3 years ago. Donnie Burgess reports.
It was cell phone data and eyewitnesses that led to the arrest and conviction of Sean Dixon. He shot and killed Cameron Anderson in Lawrence in 2021, leaving Anderson's car covered in bullets. But witnesses actually watched Dixon lean out of his SUV to shoot Anderson. The Marion County Prosecutor's Office says Dixon even tried to take the SUV to a repair shop after the shooting. Cell phone data placed him there as well. Dixon was convicted after a two-day trial. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
Dr. Jeff Spank, Associate Professor of English and Director of the English Education Program at Ball State, has been selected as one of four national recipients for the esteemed Fulbright Roving Scholar of the American Studies Fellowship. That program promotes dialogue and collaboration between nations through immersive cultural experiences. Recipients have the opportunity to travel to Norway, the only country in the world offering this specific program. Dr. Spank will spend 11 months in the Scandinavian country during the 24-25 academic year. Muncie Public Library is serving as a drop-off point for Heart of Indiana United Way's diaper drive. You can stop by any branch to donate diapers and wipes. One in two families cannot afford enough diapers to keep their children clean, dry, and healthy, so your donations are needed and appreciated.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Indiana recognized more than 75 members of the federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies at its Law Enforcement Awards ceremony at the Indiana War Memorial and Museum in Indianapolis. The ceremony, held during National Police Week, honored law enforcement professionals who've gone above and beyond their duties to safeguard Indiana communities in cases that concluded in 2023. Local father and son duo Thomas and Christopher Peek are now published authors. Their debut children's book, Cappy and Pug Pug, is a heartwarming journey of friendship and adventure through New York City. Now, Thomas and Christopher are set to have their first public signing May 25th at Ink Drinkers Anonymous in downtown Muncie from 3 to 5 p.m. The book is also available on Amazon.com. That's the Morning Report, news, sports, and weather together.
And coming up yet in Delaware County today here on 1340 AM and 92.5 FM, you're going to hear from Steve Lindell, who is in Uganda. He filed a report with us, and we'll check that out coming up. And Sergeant Scott Keegan of the Indiana State Police talks about Police Week in Indiana. That and more coming up on the Talk of Muncie. Alexa, play WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And Doug. To celebrate everyone who's customized and saved hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, we got a savings siren that goes off every time someone saves. There it is! It's a really more savings, which really... Okay, a lot of savings. Little annoying now. Will you stop saving for 5 seconds?
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Save big on supplies for your garden now at Menards. Grow a bountiful harvest with Miracle-Gro garden soil for vegetables and herbs. This enriched blend of compost provides essential nutrients, feeding them for up to 3 months. It also protects against over and under watering. Save big on Miracle-Gro at Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
the FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. In for Steve, it's WMUN's Brett Busby on Delaware County Today.
Thank you very kindly. Good morning. If you're listening live, 8:38, about 22 minutes until 9 o'clock. Today's word of the day off of the Steve Lindell Word of the Day calendar is pinchback. Pinchback, P-I-N-C-H-B-E-C-K. And that is an alloy of copper and zinc or something counterfeit and spurious. Pinchback. And speaking of copper and zinc, I think it's appropriate because copper is what a lot of buttons on police uniforms were made of. That's where the short-term cop is supposedly to have come from, is copper for the copper buttons. And speaking of cops, it is Police Week. And all across the nation, we have been looking at the different sacrifices that the police officers make to keep us safe. They do what many others can't and won't, and see a lot of things that many of us wouldn't ever want to see. Indiana State Police Sergeant Scott Keegan with us this morning, and let's visit a little bit about Police Week and find out it's more than just thanking police officers. It's really a time of memoriam. So, Sergeant Keegan, if you would, kind of share with us what it looks like from the inside, Police Week for the Indiana State Police.
Usually in May, each one of the public information officers goes to the grave sites of all of our fallen officers on the state police, and we place a memorial flag there. We usually take care of the headstones and definitely the upkeep around the memorials themselves and the headstones. And then every May, of course, for memorial service, each post celebrates and remembers the sacrifice that the individuals on our department made, that ultimate sacrifice, and we remember them and kind of celebrate their memory and camaraderie with the other troopers that are there with us. And usually, like at the Pendleton Post, we would have a luncheon for all the individuals that attend. So it's a little bit of a mourningful moment, but we're celebrating camaraderie also during that time.
Sergeant, do a lot of the retirees show up during this time to observe those memorials with the active troops?
Yes, they do. They past troopers or retirees. Each one is given an invitation to participate and to come to the memorial service there. So they come along and they will, you know, interact with new troopers and fellowship alongside them, and they'll sit down and tell old war stories, and it's nice for the young troops to interact with some of the old retired police officers.
And you kind of answered my next question, and that was going to be, do you hear a lot of the historical recounts that the retirees have of when they were active state police troopers?
Absolutely. I mean, times have changed in the way we police, and so just kind of hear how it was back in the 70s and the 80s compared to what the officers are going through now. A little bit different, and just kind of fun to listen to some of the old war stories by the retirees.
There are a lot of observances both nationally and on the state level. Is there any interaction with the smaller departments throughout the jurisdiction?
So, last couple of years we've had some local law enforcement deaths that happened in our district. We do send out invites to the agencies and the family of the two fallen officers, of course, Noah Chanavez and Sierra Burton, Officer Sierra Burton from the Richmond PD. So we extend invitations to their family and their departments. Last year they did attend, and we kind of include them into our memorial service as a remembrance of their sacrifice in the district. But yes, we do invite other agencies who have lost officers in our district, and they have attended.
As far as the Indiana State Police is concerned, and of course things have changed since the early days, the districts have been consolidated somewhat, and what was the Pendleton District as people knew it has now expanded and takes in more area, does it not?
Yeah, correct. Back in the 80s, it used to be three counties of Hamilton, Hancock, and Madison. Since 2010, we then incorporated Randolph and Delaware County, which used to be the old Red Key Post. And then we included Wayne, Henry, Fayette, Union, which was part of the old Connersville Post. So, yeah, we've merged three posts into one, and we span over eight counties.
Do we know historically, since we've been counting, how many Indiana State Police troopers have fallen in the line of duty?
So in the 90 years of the organization of the state police, we have lost 49 officers in the line of duty.
Of course, a lot of people know that that danger exists when they put on the uniform and badge of a police officer, and certainly the Indiana State Police is no exception. But with that, a lot of people are still eager to become law enforcement officers and seek a career with the Indiana State Police, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So isn't there an academy class in progress now as we speak?
Yes, we do have a class attending the academy as of right now. They are nearing the final half of their training at the academy. And again, we just closed the application process for the next academy. And again, we're looking to continue back-to-back classes each year. So if people are interested in the Indiana State Police, there's going to be plenty of opportunities for a career in law enforcement with the Indiana State Police to come in future here.
All right, as we wrap up Police Week, let's take a moment just on behalf of everyone here at Wolf Boom Radio and all of our listeners to thank you and all of the men and women of the Indiana State Police for the sacrifices you make and for what you do to keep us safe and serve us.
Well, we appreciate it, and I, you know, again, every day our troopers are out there providing a service to the citizens of the state of Indiana, and every day it doesn't pass on us that a citizen comes up and thanks us for our service and what we do for the community. So we see you guys, and we hear you guys out there, and I know our troops are they enjoy providing that service for the state of Indiana, and like I said, I've always said that police work is a calling, and I am glad that there are individuals who are still stepping up to to answer the call and provide that service for the citizens of Indiana.
Sergeant Scott Keegan, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. Thank you for what you do and all of those men and women standing on either side of you that police us. And, of course, yesterday we had in studio Sheriff Tony Skinner. I'd like to thank all of the men and women in brown, as well as law enforcement anywhere within the sound of my voice. If you are a law enforcement officer or the family member of, thank you for your sacrifice, because family members are affected just as much as those who put on the uniform. Our radio buddy Steve Lindell checks in from Uganda, and we'll have a few other tidbits for you as we wrap up Delaware County Today here in the next segment. I am glad that you've spent this Friday morning with us. Brett Busby in for Steve Lindell, who, like I said, will be checking in from, believe it or not, in all sincerity, Uganda. That's next on the Talk of Muncie, WMUN.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration and SuperDeck products May 17th through the 20th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Plus, get your application fee waived through May 31st. Flexible online and hybrid classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-348-0269. 800-348-0269. 800-348-0269.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Listen, can you hear that?
The wedding bells?
Yeah, you know what that means.
Yeah, I do. It's bachelorette party season at
After Dark.
Tis the season for everything bridal, and making sure your party starts at After Dark is vital. After Dark is your one stop to make the bachelorette party hop.
After Dark.
Get all of your spicy bachelorette party supplies in one place and make it a night to remember. After Dark is locally owned with the largest selection of adult novelties, lingerie, and party favors in the area. Looking for gifts that'll turn that gown upside down? After Dark is the place. The best kind of party is the one that starts at
After Dark.
With three locations on Mounds Road in Anderson, on Johnson in Marion, and on Kilgore in Muncie. To top it off, they're hiring. Apply in person at any location. Have fun when the lights go out with help from After Dark.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today, substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
You won't see the video of it. This is from video with Steve Lindell from Uganda filed this morning. So when he talks about things you see, you won't. But he has a complete description of what's going on in his life right now in Uganda.
Good morning, Muncie, Indiana, and the United States. It's your radio buddy, Steve Lindell. I'm still your radio buddy, even all the way from Arua, Uganda. Today I'm joining you outside of my accommodations while I'm here visiting Radio Pachus, our radio friends here in northern Uganda. On the property, on the grounds, you see behind me Rose Garden. They have planted this some time ago to give them some beauty in the midst of, well, the what they call this, the pearl of Africa. And there is a lot of beauty here. There is a lot more than I knew about as far as what it looks like, as far as the terrain, as far as the way that they live their life. It's far different than what you or I are accustomed to in little old Muncie, Indiana, USA. But the people here are strong. They are kind. That is a word that I have used several times in the last several days. Everyone here just is so nice and welcoming to the American and the visitor here to Radio Pachus. Behind me now, you see part of the solar field that they have constructed to help with powering the mission, the work that they do here at Radio Pachus. Another thing of the so many things that we take for granted, I believe, in the U.S., is the fact that here the power is not as reliable where they do have it, and fluctuations in that power. I'm not a technical guy. The engineer for our plant is Sean Mattingly, and he would know that the fact that you don't have stable electricity, stable power, you obviously can't do many or any things, and radio broadcasting, one of those many or any things. By the way, speaking of Sean Mattingly, he asked me a question that I wanted to get an answer to him about. Maybe you're curious as well. Do they have dogs and cats as pets here? And I asked that question at breakfast this morning. The answer is no, they do not. In its simplest explanation, as far as I received it in my brain and my ears, a lot of stuff flying at me here. What I heard was dogs and cats, they didn't call them a luxury, but fending for yourself, feeding your family and your loved ones, and being able to take the necessities that we need as human beings in life makes a dog or a cat as a pet not a possibility. Now, there are dogs here. Dogs don't have names. They don't name their dogs. And then cats. Cats, I was told, are only used to, you know, help with mousers and so forth on your property or business or whatever. So there's your answer, Sean, and it was very nice to see that note from you. By the way, thank you to everybody back at home. Brett Busby for hosting Delaware County Today for me on WMUN, for Emily Guffey, producer, doing a great job in our studios, and Kim and Jared and Jay and Zach and Brian and Ryan and Leslie, and boy, if I've missed any names, I apologize, but I am honored to be here representing all of our staff and in a way, shape, and fashion representing our country too here. Continuing with our visit here at Radio Patches, I'm about to head into a, I believe it's a weekly programming meeting, and I may report back a little later on. Thanks for taking time to watch this. I am sporting some Ball State gear today, as you can see. Steve Lindell here from Arua, Uganda, for WMUN and Wolf Boom Radio.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Steve. Great to hear from you. We'll hear more from you next week. Also next week, you'll hear from Greg Pence, Congressman, visiting with us. Jenny Marsh from Heart of Indiana United Way stops by. Representative Sue Arrington in next week. And also Congresswoman Victoria Sparks, President Mearns.